Masechet Makot Perek Bet Mishnah Zayin. In the last Mishnah we spoke about if a Kohen Gadol was appointed right before the sentencing of a person, then he would have to wait for the new Kohen Gadol to die in order to go free. Here we'll talk about if there was actually no Kohen Gadol in that appointment, in that job, when he was actually sentenced, what happens there? Mishnah says, Nigmar dino belo Kohen Gadol. If the killer was sentenced and there was no Kohen Gadol, so the previous Kohen Gadol died before the sentencing, and a new Kohen Gadol hasn't been appointed, Hahore Kohen Gadol, or if the Kohen Gadol was killed b'shogeg, and there's no new Kohen Gadol appointed to replace him, v'Kohen Gadol sheharag, or if the Kohen Gadol actually killed somebody b'shogeg, and he was removed from his position, and new Kohen Gadol was not appointed until after he was sentenced, so while the sentencing happened, there was no Kohen Gadol. In all of these cases, Eno yotze misham le'olam, the killer is never allowed to leave the Id Miklat. Only the death of the Kohen Gadol, who dies, who was in the position of Kohen Gadol, the time of sentencing of the killer, frees the killer to leave the Id Miklat. And there was no Kohen Gadol at that time, so therefore, there is no way for the killer to go free. In all of these cases, the killer is never allowed to leave the Id Miklat for any reason. Ve'eno yotze, the killer is not allowed to leave. Lo le'edut mitzvah, not to give testimony about a mitzvah. For example, let's say he sees the new moon and he wants to declare Rosh Chodesh. Ve'lo le'edut mamon, he's not allowed to testify about a monetary case. Ve'lo le'edut nefashot, he's not allowed to testify about a capital case. Even though usually if somebody knows about a capital crime, they have to report it. Here he can't leave. Va'afilu Yisrael sirichim lo, even if the whole Jewish people need him. Va'afilu sar seva Yisrael ki Yoav ben Siruya, even if he was the general of the Jewish people and they needed him to go to war, he was irreplaceable. They need him to lead the Jewish army, like Yoav ben Siruya, who was David HaMelech's general. Eno yotze misham le'olam, he's never allowed to leave the Ir Miklat, no matter what. Shnei Emar, like the Pasuk tells us, Asher nas shama, that he flees there to the Ir Miklat. And the word shama there tells us sham tehedirato, that place in the Ir Miklat is going to be his permanent dwelling place. He has to stay in that town. He's never allowed to leave. We have the word shama two other times in reference to the Ir Miklat, and we learn two other laws from it. Sham tehemitato, in the Ir Miklat he should die. In other words, even if he's very sick and he's about to die, he's never allowed to leave the Id Miklat. He has to stay in there and die over there. And also, Sham Tehe Kevurato. And that should be the spot that he's buried. Even after he dies, they're not allowed to remove his body for burial outside of the Id Miklat. Another law about Id Miklat. Keshem Shehair Koletet, Kach Tehuma Kolet. Just like the actual city, the town of the Id Miklat protects the killer from the Goel Hadam, the Tehum, the area of 2,000 amot radius around the city, also protects the killer. The Goel Hadam is not allowed to kill him within that 2,000 ama radius. Rotzeach shiatza mihutz la Tehum umsa'o Goel Hadam. If the killer went out of the 2,000 Tehum radius of the Ir Miklat and the Goel Hadam found him and he wants to kill him, Rabbi Yose Omer, mitzvah biyad Goel Hadam, it's a mitzvah for the Goel Hadam to kill him, to avenge his relative's death. Ureshut biyad kol adam. And also, in addition to that, any other person is allowed to kill him, but they're allowed to. There's no mitzvah for them to do it. Rabbi Akiva omer, reshut biyad Goel Hadam, v'kol adam en hayavin alav. Says Rabbi Akiva, the Goel Hadam is permitted to do it, but there's no mitzvah for him to do it. And everybody else is not allowed to do it. They're forbidden to kill this person. But if they do, we say they do not get the death penalty for his murder. The Mishnah now talks about if a killer is safe when he's in a tree that is partially in the Id Miklat and partially outside of it. Ilan shehu omed betoch ha-tehum venofo noteh chutz la-tehum. Let's say you have a tree that is within the Tehum of the Id Miklat, but the branches extend outside of the Tehum, outside of the 2,000 Amah radius. O Omed Hutla Tehum, Venofo Note Letocha Tehum, or the tree is outside of the Tehum, and the branches extend into the Tehum. We say the halakha is as follows. if the tree is within the tehum, that is considered to be the main part, the ikad of the tree, and therefore the branches that go outside of the tehum are actually considered to be part of that trunk, and the whole entire tree under that tree is considered to be part of the irmiklat. In addition to that, hakol holech haranof, everything goes after the location of the branches. So if the branches are inside of the tehum, even though the rest of the tree is outside of the tehum, the entire tree is considered to be within the tehum. So in other words, for all intents and purposes, the killer would be safe as long as he is on any part of the tree, because the branches are considered to be alone if they're in the tehum, good. And then the regular part of the tree, the main part of the tree, also is considered to be within the tehum if that's in the tehum, and the whole tree is as well. So if he's in touching any part of the tree, he's basically safe. Harag mi'otah ha'ir. Let's say he was already sent to the Id Miklat for a murder, and then he killed another person, b'shogeg, by mistake, in that city. Gole mishechuna l'shechuna. He's exiled from the current neighborhood in that city to another neighborhood in the city. Technically, you would think that he has to go to a new Id Miklat. He has to go into exile again. But we say he does not go to a new Id Miklat because he has to stay in that Id Miklat because of the original murder that he did. So what we do is we have him go from one neighborhood to the next because he has to still go into exile for that second killing. And if he stays in his current neighborhood, then the Goel Hadam would actually have the rights to go kill him in that neighborhood, even though he's within the Ir Miklat. Uben Levi Gole Mi'ir Le'ir. But if you're a Levi and you were living in that city in the Ir Miklat, not because you killed somebody, but because it's the Levi's hometown, and then the Levi kills somebody in that hometown, for him, he's allowed to go from, he goes from one Ir Miklat, the one that he lives in, to a new Ir Miklat, because he was never exiled to that city. He wasn't in that Ir Miklat for a reason. He was only there because he was a Levi. So he isn't stuck there. So therefore, he would go, and he's allowed to leave to another different Ir Miklat. Or if he wanted to, he would be allowed to technically stay in that city if he wanted to, and consider that to be his Ir Miklat. Masechet Makot Perek Bet Mishnah Het Kayotzebo Rotzeach Shigalal Id Miklatov. A killer went to the Id Miklat, Veratzu Anshe Ha'ir LeKabedo, and the people of the city wanted to give him honor. Yomar Lahem Rotzeach Ani. He has to tell them that he's a killer and he doesn't receive honor. He should push it away. Amrulo afal pichen yekabel mehen. If they tell him, no, we still want to give you honor, even though we know that you're a killer, he's allowed to accept the honor from them. Shene emar, like the pasuk tells us, veze devar haroseyah. This is the matter or the word of the killer. This tells us that as long as the killer is open with what his status is, once he reveals it to them, he's done his job, and if the people of the town insist, they want to give him honor, he's allowed to accept it from them. We have a machloket now about if the killer has to pay rent to the Leviim for living in the Id Miklat. We've stated there are 48 cities that were designated for the Leviim to live in. Six of them specifically were the Arei Miklat that were designated as such. The other 42 are cities of the Leviim, but they weren't designated as an Id Miklat. But technically, even though those six were designated, the other 42 as well could serve as an Id Miklat if somebody goes there. The Mahloket we're going to have now is only about those other 42 cities. Everybody agrees, the Mahloket that we're about to have, both opinions agree that there's no need to pay rent on the six cities of the Arei Miklat that were designated as such. But the Mahloket is only about the other 42 cities. Ma'alin hayu sachar la-Leviim, divrei Rabbi Yehuda, says Rabbi Yehuda, the killer would pay rent to the Leviim for living in their homes in the Id Miklat, according to Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Meir omer, lo hayu ma'alin lahen sachar. Rabbi Meir says, no, the killer would not have to pay any rent to the Leviim, even in those other 42 cities. The Torah gives the rights to the killer to live in the Id Miklat free of charge. After eventually the killer is freed from the Id Miklat, when the Kohen Gadol dies, what happens to him? V'chozer l'srara shehayaba. After he finishes his galut from the Id Miklat, the killer returns to the position that he had before he was sent there. If he was the Av Bet Din, the head judge of the court, he goes back to this position. He finished what he needed to do. He atoned for his Avera, and therefore we bring him back to normal. We shouldn't hold this above him for his entire life. Rabbi Yehuda omer, lo haya chozer l'sarara shehaya ba. Says Rabbi Yehuda, no. Even though he did kapara, even though he did teshuvah for whatever he did wrong, even though it was by mistake, he did something that disqualifies him from having a public position of honor. So says Rabbi Yehuda, he does not return to his original position.